less than 1 minute.
Life, you hear me? Is my creation. Life.
So this was fun.
You're going to like this.
Let's go!
Right now!
Well, this is it.
Let's get this over with.
So this is good. We got progress.
Any questions before we proceed?
Get countdown. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You have entered the restricted broadcast area. You have entered the restricted broadcast area.
Your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. I have a dream.
This is the Guy James Show.
The world is getting older. There's a few things to be said. Do you believe the things they told you? Do you believe the things you've read?
The Guy James Show. America's number one Democratic talk show. You've heard from the radical right. Now, all that's left is the truth. And now here's Guy James.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Guy James Show, coming to you from the blue waters and sandy beaches of beautiful Southwest Florida, all around the country, and yes, via the World Wide Web, all around the world. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. We hope to have a great show for you. Of course, you can join the program by calling us at 866-546-5254. And let me tell you right now, I hope some of you Hillary bashers do call the program today. I would specifically like to talk to you today. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. Expecting some very inclement weather here shortly. It has started to rain here in Southwest Florida. We're in the Naples-Fort Myers area, and it's about 77, 78 degrees today, but windy. We're going to get some high winds and nasty storms coming up in a while, so be ready. If you hear the studio blow away, you'll know what happened. We do get some nasty weather now and then, but not too often. Been a couple of years since we had a hurricane, after all. Of course, we're not in hurricane season right now anyway. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you along with us. I know you're all tired today. I know you all stayed up late and watched the Grammys last night. It's a really important business, these Grammys and the Oscars and the Golden Globe and the whatever the names of these other Tonys. I can't think of the names of the rest of them. Aren't they something? Maybe you're a fan of these. I am not, as you know, if you listen to me very often. Here we have another wonderful evening of filthy rich stars. Egotistical, filthy rich stars gathering to get more free publicity and pat themselves on the back so that they can make even more money off the poor suckers that think they're something special. That's how I see those shows. Oh, my God, I hate them. I hate them. I hate them. Oh, well, there. I've said it. Do you get the point? I hate them. I just don't like that community. I mean, I love good music as much as the next person. I love a good movie as much as the next person, although I'm not a real movie buff. Once in a while I see a really great movie, about once every 5 years, that's about it. But not overly impressed with the Hollywood community, as you've heard me say many, many times. Today is Darwin's birthday, by golly. Yes, it is. It's Darwin's birthday. And, oh, by the way, there's another guy by the name of Abe Lincoln. It's his birthday today. He was born in, what was it, Hardin County, Kentucky, I believe. Yes. Hardin County, Kentucky. Abe Lincoln. Honest Abe. What do you think Abe Lincoln would think of this chorus of liars in Washington, D.C. today in his party? They like to claim Abe as a Republican. I doubt very much that if Abe Lincoln were alive today, if he would even consider joining the Republican Party. But that's another story for another day. And of course, we have, what do you want to call it? I've heard it called the Potomac primary today, the Chesapeake primary today, yada, yada, yada. Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia all will go to Obama easily. No surprises anywhere, although the news media will do their best to gin this up as a huge story that Obama wins big in Maryland and D.C. and Virginia, and the tide has turned and he's running away with it. Now he's got that mojo going for him. They'll manufacture a huge story out of something that is really nothing today. Obama fully expects to win all three of those by a wide margin. The Clinton people expect to lose them by a wide margin, and there's no news for anybody in that. But you know how the news people are. They'll make it a big, big, big deal. Since I last spoke to you, I see that Junior Bush went down to Tennessee, and he told the storm-stricken people of Tennessee that the government is there to help them. Wonder if they'll help them out the same way they helped all those people in New Orleans. Really, the only time I've seen the Bush government willing to help anybody is if you owned oil. If you owned oil, they'll come to help you quite a bit. They'll do just about anything. They'll do your bidding. They'll do anything you want. They'll start a war for you if you own oil. Got any interest in oil? They'll lay it all on the line for you. And, of course, great news today. General Motors reported a $38.7 billion loss for 2007. That's a decent chunk of change to lose in 1 year, isn't it? $38 billion. But not to worry. Not to worry. They're offering buyouts to all their employees. They want to get rid of all their employees. All the folks that have dedicated their lives to working for General Motors for all these years. They say, here's a few bucks. Get the hell out the door. Don't let it hit you in the ass on the way out. We want to give you a cheap buyout here. We know you all need some money. We know we've taken away gradually, decreased your insurance benefits and your pension benefits and all that, and now we'd like to get rid of you altogether. So here, take these few shekels and get the hell out of our way so we can hire somebody at half the cost that we're paying you right now. That's the real story. That's the one between the lines. Get out, stay out. Don't want to see you anymore. Take the buyout. Chrysler's doing the same thing. Don't you love these American corporations that are so dedicated to the American worker that helped put them where they are today? Don't you love the attitude of the giant corporations toward the American workers? As I've said before, it sometimes rankles me when I go by some of the... I don't go by them much anymore because God knows there are very few corporate headquarters here in Southwest Florida. But on the occasion that I am at different places around the country and drive by a corporate headquarters and see a big old American flag hanging out front, I think, why, you facetious bastards, you're shipping all your jobs overseas. Why don't you fly a Chinese flag out in front of your business? Why don't you tell it like it is? Fly the flag of Mexico. Fly the flag of the Philippines, Indonesia, China. Fly those flags out in front of your business. That's where you've got all your profit coming from now. That's where you've shipped all the American jobs to now. Oh, we had to. We had to stay competitive. Listen, raped and pillaged a consumer for how many years and passed out God knows how many hundreds of billions of dollars to stockholders. And when competition gets tough, you can't take it in the first place. You have to take it out on is your labor, on the working man, the first guy to suffer. Yeah. Don't get me started on that. I hadn't planned to talk about that today, really. I did see something very interesting. I'm jumping all over the place, but I did see something very interesting before the show started today. I had the tube on for a few minutes, and I see that Dan Abrams on MSNBC, and I would like to mention them in a few moments, and you know what I'm going to talk about. Dan Abrams was interviewing a college student from Wisconsin, 21 years old, never voted in a presidential election before, and he is a superdelegate to the Democratic Convention. That's right, 21 years old, never voted before, and he's a superdelegate to the Democratic National Convention. How the hell did that happen? Well, it happened because he ran some sort of a statewide campaign to get himself elected as a delegate, and he ends up as a superdelegate. Never voted before, 21 years old, college student. Are we in trouble or are we not? God, how did things like that happen? I have nothing against 21-year-old college students. He's a political activist. Fine. All well and good. I've been a political activist for a good many years myself. Not a delegate. I'm not a super delegate. Probably shouldn't be one. But to think that perhaps the nomination, the Democratic nomination for President of the United States is going to come from people like this, it just bothers me. And it bothers me that this could happen. It could come down to the superdelegates, and what kind of a lesson is that going to show everybody? Very poor one, I might add. I know one of the superdelegates. One of the superdelegates is a good friend of mine. I know all about the superdelegates. It's a story you really don't want to know a whole lot about, or you will quit politics forever. Yes, you will. Now, what I wanted to start the program off talking about today, I'm in a mood today, as you can probably tell by now. What I really wanted to start out talking about, I wrote down a few notes because I didn't want to forget anything. I'm a Democrat, a proud yellow dog liberal Democrat. That's what this show is about. I make no bones about it. I advertise it as such. I've always advertised it as such. I call a spade here. When I see something in the Democratic Party I don't like, I say it. I believe in the principles of the Democratic Party. I believe in many times we've gone astray in the last few years and not followed those principles. I believe we've been wimps the past few years. We've laid down and let the Republicans run over top of us. And I've got a lot of bones to pick with the party right now and have had for several years. But I am a Democrat. That's what this show is labeled to be, and those are the types of opinions that will be espoused on this program. I make no apology for that whatsoever. And if I offend anybody with what I'm about to say, well, that's too bad. I don't mean to. But I do mean to be honest and truthful with you at all times, and this is something that's really been bothering the hell out of me, and I do want to bring it up. And the point is, what is it about the Clintons? Somebody tell me what it is about the Clintons. I've got to get this off my chest. I have not chosen between Hillary and Barack as of yet, and I will. And in the meantime, there's something that's bothering me to the point that I want to scream every time it comes up. And my question is, and I've asked this question many times in the past few weeks, what did the Clintons do to so many Democrats that was so wrong? And I could easily sit here and say the same thing about Obama, okay? But today I'm talking about Hillary. What did the Clintons do? I mean, I know why the Republicans hate them. They hate anyone with a D behind their name. They hate anyone who threatened their power, interrupted their march to take complete and total control of the government of the United States like they have right now, and turn the whole thing over to corporate entities and the corporate establishment. But what did the Clintons do to so many of you, my listeners, to make you dislike them, even hate them so much? I want to know. And you Republicans too. I know some high-ranking Democrats in Washington who cringe when they hear the name Clinton. I went through this very recently once again. And when I ask them why they feel that way, they always have this, don't you know, look on their faces. But they can never adequately explain their hatred for all things Clinton. They just can't do it. I'm reading here in the past few days supposed Democratic, liberal, and dare I say the word that I dislike so much, progressive websites, where the Clintons are being reviled as some sort of villains by Democrats. The hatred from them, from the far left, is palpable, and it's disgusting to me. Damn, has anybody forgot the 8 years of peace and prosperity we enjoyed during the Clinton administration? Oh, an accident, you say. Oh, no, it wasn't an accident. And many of my listeners have sent me correspondence telling me all how they hate Hillary and Bill Clinton. Fine, you do that all you want, but if you do, don't tell me you're a Democrat, because most assuredly you are not. The point is, the Clintons aren't perfect. I don't agree with everything they've done. I never will. I don't know. I was damned embarrassed over that whole Monica Lewinsky thing. I don't know of a single politician I do agree with on every issue. And there are things I don't like about Obama or Hillary, but I'm not going to divide the party over a couple of issues, and I'm not going to open the door for the Republicans to take the White House and continue on with another 4 years of Junior Bush-type government. And if you're involved in this Hillary bashing, I urge you to reconsider. Not for the party, not for Hillary Clinton, but for our country. The point is, be intelligent enough to understand that no one candidate is going to share everything you believe in with you. It's not going to happen, not ever. We're all in this important primary race, and many are trying to paint the Clintons as Washington insiders, for God's sake. I hear that. I'm fascinated by that statement. Spare me. The Clintons emerged as a very minor political power from the state of Arkansas. Arkansas, for God's sake. We're not talking big, powerful political states like Ohio or Texas or Florida or California or one of those political powerhouses, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois. Arkansas. So right out of the gate, the Clintons were ostracized and they were criticized by the Washington establishment for being a bunch of Beverly Hillbilly like nothing boss hog politicians. And when it became apparent that's not all they were, well, the establishment on both sides of the aisle didn't like it one bit. And the attitude was in Washington, who are these country bumpkin hicks to come into our town and take over? Our town. Damn it, I hate going to that town. I love the place. I love the place. But there is an attitude in that town by politicians and pundits and people on K Street alike that this is our town. And we don't like people like Bill and Hillary Clinton coming to town and taking the power away from people who ought to have it, people who have shared the power for decades. We don't like it. It's our town. The people that have the big soirees night after night, the big get-togethers, the big cocktail parties, they hate the Clintons. They aren't part of the establishment. Well, the thing is, it didn't take them very long to figure out that these people were not the Beverly Hillbillies. They were no ordinary people, Bill and Hillary Clinton. They were charming. They're witty. Enormous intellectual capacity and political savvy, both of them. They were the real deal, but they came from Arkansas. And probably the biggest bone I have to pick right now, besides the people in our party who are constantly bashing one another, the Clinton people bombing bashing the Obama people are just as guilty. But today I'm talking about Hillary. I will talk about Barack another day. But the really big bone I have to pick with the most people is the press and the media. They went after him from day one. They went after him before day one, before he was inaugurated. Bill was not one of the Washington boys. And Hillary... who the hell did she think she was trying to take part in her husband's administration? A woman? How dare she? Perfectly all right for Nancy Reagan to consult what do they call those people? Psychics. About her husband's administration and tell Ronnie what to do according to the moon and the stars. That's okay. That's just a little eccentric. But who the hell is Hillary Clinton think she is trying to help out in her husband's administration just because she's got the intellectual capacity to do so? How dare she? The press attacked them from the time Bill Clinton secured the Democratic nomination in 1991, and they have not stopped to this day. They have been nonstop against the Clintons. The press simply transferred their incessant attacks on Bill over to Hillary without missing a beat. And I knew they would. You knew they would. Even those who are supposedly on the left. MSNBC has practically let the fight against the Clintons, they've led it. They've led it. They, in my opinion, have been worse than Fox. Because they at least have in the past said that they wanted to be fair. I mean, although Fox's motto is fair and balanced, we all know that Fox is a mouthpiece for the Republican Party. We know that. MSNBC has kind of led on that there's something else. That they're like the anti-Fox people. But lately, they've led the fight against the Clintons, what with the attacks and smears by Chris Matthews, that the only reason Hillary Clinton got to where she is today because her husband messed around. What a damn thing to say. I am sickened by the fact that Chris Matthews said a thing like that. And Tucker Carlson, oh, don't get me started. And Joe Scarborough. And David Schuster. With media friends like MSNBC, who needs enemies? Actually, I would say in the last few months, Hillary Clinton's got better treatment from Fox than she has from MSNBC. Dan Abrams probably being the only fair one in the bunch. It's been a nonstop attack on Hillary Clinton. David Schuster, I don't know how long he's been suspended for. I don't care. If I was the president of that network, I would have fired him for what he said, saying that they were pimping their daughter. I would have fired him for that. Not just for the ugliness of the statement, but for the stupidity. And Matthews would have been gone as well. It's unforgivable what David Schuster said. I can never look at him again and see an honest, ethical journalist as I used to. Never will I ever listen to anything he says in a serious way again. Never. I hope they fire him. If they do, you know damn well where he will end up. He will end up on Fox. Can't you see what's happening here? Everybody ought to be able to see, whether you're for Obama or whether you're for Hillary Clinton, can't you see what's happening with the media? It's a concerted attempt to kill her candidacy. Do remember that Sean Hannity, after the last presidential election, the very day after, started his Stop Hillary campaign. They're that afraid of her. And just last evening, in my local newspaper, there appeared the weekly column by the alt-right writer Thomas Sowell. I don't know where he ever got his start, but he's as bad as Michelle Malkin, only he's been around longer. And he disparaged the Clintons in every sentence of the piece. Told everyone they should be looking up Whitewater. Yes, told them to look up Whitewater and this and that scandal. The only thing Thomas Sowell forgot to mention in his column is that the Clintons were not found guilty of a single transgression in all of those investigations. And if you by any chance think the Clintons had even a decent chance of getting a fair shot from Special Prosecutor Ken Starr and the media during that whole affair, then you're not capable of having any kind of an intelligent thought in your head. Sidney Blumenthal, who's been a guest on this program a couple of times, wrote a book. He's a Clinton confidant and advisor during their years in the White House. He wrote a book about the Clinton years in the White House, and in it he told a story about a scarcely known, unreported outcome of the of the incessant investigations and media obsession with Whitewater. On December 13, 1995... I quote this out of his book, the Resolution Trust Corporation, created by the U.S. government to oversee the SNL meltdown, released its report on Whitewater. The result of an inquiry directed by the Republican Jan Stevens, a former U.S. attorney, and his law firm, Pillsbury, Madison, and Sutro. All fears from the White House turned out to be misplaced because the report completely and categorically absolved the Clintons and answered all outstanding questions about Whitewater. They were completely vindicated. And so they felt so good about it, they sent out copies of this report to more than 150 news organizations. And they waited to get their just dues in the media. Nothing happened. The Wall Street Journal ran a piece about it without comment, even though they'd led the charge in wanting to burn the Clintons at the stake. The New York Times and the Washington Post didn't mention it at all. Unless you count the fact that the Times mentioned it almost 2 weeks later in the Sunday News of the Week in Review section. And don't you love the way the right tries to equal it all out by talking about how badly the left has treated poor Junior Bush? Like he's even earned a mention next to the Clinton for his accomplishments. I guess my point of this whole thing is, I don't understand. I do. But I don't want to accept what I understand. I've been through this so many times in these past months and years. And it's probably the reason, as I spoke to somebody today, but it's probably the reason, and I'll be honest here, it's probably the reason I didn't want Hillary Clinton to run for the presidency. I didn't want her to. And it's on a selfish note. Because I didn't want to have to listen to 4 or 8 years of the amazing crap that's going to come from the right-wing media and the Republicans the entire time she's in the office, if she makes it that far. I didn't want to hear it. She's got thick skin. She can take it. I can't. And I wouldn't be able to take it about Obama either without squealing real loud. And as you know, I'm capable of doing that. But I know people, and as I mentioned a moment ago, for these past years and months, that hate the Clintons, hate them, and can't explain why. And I have an answer as to why they hate the Clintons, and they don't like to accept it. The answer is because they've been brainwashed by the right-wing media. That's right. The right-wing talk radio and TV pundits and newspapers, newspaper columnists have been so successful at brainwashing that they've actually reached across the aisle and whacked many Democrats with their vile hatred of the Clintons. That's exactly what's happened. They don't like the Clintons because they aren't supposed to like the Clintons. And let me say once again, I do not agree with everything the Clintons have stood for politically. I certainly do not, but I don't know anybody who I've agreed with a whole lot more that's been elected to that office. There are people who I've agreed with more than I agree with the Clintons in political life, but they have not reached the Oval Office. And let's be practical, they will not. But I've asked one person after another. You know, I'll talk about the election. I'll talk about Obama. I'll talk about Clinton. And the moment you mention Hillary Clinton's name, oh, Hillary Clinton, oh my God, oh no, oh no. Not Hillary Clinton. And my reaction is always, why? Why not Hillary Clinton? What has she done? What has she done that you hate so much? Now, you and I both know, most of my listeners anyway, you're astute in political matters, and you know that many of us have held it against her that she voted to allow Bush to go to war. Okay. Okay. That's a valid observation. That's a valid reason not to like Hillary Clinton. I will accept that. I don't like that either. Never have. She may have given a decent explanation, not good enough to suit me, not good enough to suit you, certainly, by saying she voted to give him authorization, should he find it necessary. She didn't think, well, I don't know if I believe that, but that's what she said. So, okay, that's a valid answer. But what else? Was it, well, the Whitewater thing? No. No, not the Whitewater thing. They've completely, as I said a moment ago, absolved of all of that. Well, I don't like the Clinton machine. Okay, what? Tell me, what is it? And somebody tell me today, well, you know, I'm tired of this Bush-Clinton thing. Well, it's been Bush-Clinton-Bush so far. Hasn't been another Clinton yet. But if she is qualified and earns it, that's one thing. To be unqualified, just plain, in my opinion, ignorant and stupid, like Junior Bush, that's quite another. In my opinion, Hillary Clinton is as intellectually qualified to be President of the United States as was her husband. Or anybody else that's held that office for a good long time. Certainly with at least double the IQ of the current occupant. And it goes for Obama as well. He has to have at least double the IQ of the current occupant of the occupants of the Oval Office. But a lot of people treat Clinton like he's some sort of a ultra-powerful Huey Long or something. He is not. And again, let me emphasize, I don't agree with everything Bill Clinton did. I don't agree with every policy that Hillary Clinton has gone along with. I don't. All I'm saying here is that we need to give both of our candidates a fair shake. We don't agree with either one of them all the way on all their policies. And they're both tremendous people. And if you take an attitude of my candidate or nothing, then you're hurting your own cause, because although they may have minor differences, they are both true Democrats and they both deserve your vote. I have issues that I disagree on with both of them. But either of them getting elected to the White House would be 1,000% better than having John McCain sitting there waiting for his moment to push the button and satisfy the insane wishes of the neocon right to further the imperialistic aims in the Middle East. And on a domestic note, both Hillary and Barack will nix the tax cuts for the rich. And they'll both do something about health care. You may not completely agree with either of their policies on health care, but either of them be better than what we have now. So I guess what I'm asking you here is, don't be all or nothing. Fight like hell for your candidate. But when the dust settles, throw down your arms and march on the winning side. That's all I'm saying. Maybe that sounds crazy to you, but I thought about it for a long time, and I'm just growing very, very weary of turning on the TV, and no matter what kind of a comment I hear, or who I hear it from, it's anti-Hillary Clinton, and I would feel the same way, I guarantee you, if it was anti-Barack Obama on every single word. And we're going to go to a break, but before I go to a break, let me play something for you. Just a short little montage of statements coming from Mr. McCain. And if this doesn't nail down for you exactly why, either Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, either one, if it doesn't nail down for you that both of them are vastly superior and deserve your vote over what's running against them, then I don't know what would.
Anyone else, because it grieves me so much that we have not told the American people how tough and difficult this task would be. And it has contributed enormously to the frustration that Americans feel today, because they were led to believe that this would be some kind of a day at the beach. I believe that the success will be fairly easy.
Go back, Senator, to 2002, the administration saying we'd be greeted as liberators.
There's no doubt in my mind, once these people are gone, that we will be welcomed as liberators.
I believe that we can win an overwhelming victory in a very short period of time.
President Bush has talked about our sitting in Iraq for 50 years, maybe 100. We'll be fine with you.
We're not going to get into house-to-house fighting in Baghdad.
People to cause difficulties in house-to-house fighting. We've just seen that in southern Iraq. We have not told the American people how tough and difficult this task would be. They were led to believe that this would be some kind of a day at the beach.
Everybody comes to Rick's.
If he can stand it, I can. Play it.
Howdy, Rangers. Tune into Rick's Place. You'll be fascinated with horn psychotherapist Rick Goodner's take on all of today's political issues from a real Texan's liberal point of view. So mosey on into Rick's Place for some good old hospitality with Rick Goodner. See you there, Rangers, this Saturday right here on the Head On Radio Network, The Horn.
And if you want another kind of love,
Rick's Place with Rick Goodner, part of the weekend lineup on The Horn, running all weekend in rotation with The Sowers Report and Night Sounds.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the church in line.
Take a chance
on the unsealed creed.
Take a chance,
take a chance on me.
Take a chance
if you need me. Let it be known, gonna be around.
Take a chance
if you got no place to go when you're feeling down.